My colleague François Carrier spoke to the MP for the Pontiac, William Amos, about the high-speed internet program put together by the Government of Quebec and the Government of Canada. Here is that interview with the MP for the Pontiac, William Amos.
First of all, is the entire territory of the Pontiac part of this program?
Absolutely. This is it's a historic announcement. It covers the entirety of Quebec. The object is to connect everybody by September of 2022. The intention for the broader region of the Outaouais is to connect 29,000 homes and small businesses, and the total investment for the Outaouais region is in excess of $147 million. That's on a total investment of over $824 million for the entirety of Quebec. So the Outaouais region is clearly getting a major boost in connectivity investments. This is fabulous news. This is something that that I'm really, really excited about for our entire region, including the Pontiac.
Yeah, lots of investment.
Well, the deadline of September 2022 is 18 away. That demonstrates the seriousness with which the Government of Canada and the Government of Quebec are treating this issue. It is a critical issue, and that is something that I have conveyed to our Prime Minister on several occasions. And I'm very glad that our two governments are cooperating, because Quebec is the first government to sign an agreement of this nature with the Government of Canada. It may well serve as a model for all other provinces, because Quebec is clearly stepping up its financial investment, and the federal government is as well stepping up its investment, and that's on top of the $1.75 billion that we announced this past November. The other good thing about it is there will be provisions in the contracts that are reached with each internet service provider. There will be contracts ensuring that that each region is fully covered by September 2022, or else there will be penalties, financial penalties. So there is accountability built into this system.
So for faulty suppliers, they have penalties are provide for faulty suppliers. Is that the case?
It's less about the suppliers. So what is happening through pursuant to this agreement is that the Government of Quebec will be reaching contractual agreements with a number of different internet service providers like Cogeco, like Videotron, like Bell Canada, and so on and so forth. And when Quebec determines what sub-region of Quebec or what areas of these companies will be responsible for, they will have no choice but to complete the work by September 2022, or else they will be penalized in accordance with the contract. So the federal government and provincial governments are providing most of the money to do this, but there is a contribution on the part of the internet service providers who install the infrastructure, and when that occurs, there will be accountability.
I followed the press conference this afternoon, and we hear Cogeco, Videotron, Bell. But for a project like what we have in the Pontiac, Pecanac project, what will happen?
Well, that I can't answer at this point. I am looking forward to speaking with the board of directors of Pecanoc tomorrow evening or Tuesday evening. I have been in touch with Bernard Roy over the past several weeks, and we do have good news to share with Pecanoc. However, decisions regarding what companies, what enterprises. Will receive contracts for specific areas, those will be decisions made by the Government of Quebec. And so at this point in time, there have been no announcements about the specific companies for specific, in particular sub-regions of Quebec. That I expect will be announced in the weeks to come, because this will happen quickly. We need to get the fiber up and rolling, and this is so. You know, next steps will be made publicly available as soon as we have them.
Like you know, we talk regularly, you and me, and you said a couple of times, the internet, the high-speed internet, it's my priority. Are you satisfied with this agreement?
Well, what I'm satisfied with is the fact that both levels of government, Quebec and Canada, have determined collectively that 100% coverage, all businesses, all residences, by September 2022, is the objective and is going to be prioritized with the financing to achieve it. And at the end of the day, that's what I've always been supportive of: comprehensive coverage. Every single resident of Pontiac deserves internet. Full stop. There's no one who's more worthy than another. We're not. All Canadians deserve this coverage, and so that's what I've been fighting for. I believe this agreement gives us the best shot that we've ever had to get there, and I'm appreciative of the fact that there is not only a more significant investment than ever before in Canadian history, but as I said, of $826 million being invested across Quebec, $147 million will be invested in the Outaouais, including in the Pontiac, to hook up 29,000 residences and businesses. I mean, these are real numbers. This is really, really significant for our region.
Will Amos, MP for Pontiac, thank you very much for all the explanation for this fresh news.
Thanks, François.